Hey, everybody, it's Theo Von here, and I got a question. When it comes to soda, are you really picking a zero-sugar cola that you actually prefer, or are you just settling for what you've always had? That's the question. And I'll say this, when it comes to taste, I find that nothing beats Pepsi Zero Sugar. But you don't just have to take my word for it. That would be ridiculous. Pepsi has been doing blind taste tests for years. No labels, no brand names, just taste. And last year, they brought back the Pepsi Challenge, and the results were clear. 66% of people agreed and said that Pepsi Zero Sugar tastes better than Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. In fact, Pepsi Zero Sugar won in every market they tested. So if you're grabbing a zero sugar soda, go with the one people keep choosing when taste is the only thing that matters. Go out and try Pepsi Zero Sugar today. Let your taste decide.
Because the next day I regained and I was like thinking about it. Because like even the night that we lost, I was sitting there playing like fucking WoW with Troy or something. I was just making jokes about it. And I was like, bro, imagine if we lost and they released the comms. And I'm just like, you're just too fucking icy, man.
Welcome to episode number 20 of the Optic Podcast. This episode is brought to you by Gabby. Thanks so much for stopping by. Really. We have my man Dashy at the end. We have Formal. We have Unwin, of course. Yo. The Red Death Redemption, Mr. Seth Scumpy, I, Abner. My man Money B behind back there chilling. We got Mario. We got Paige. We got Maddie. We got fucking Roger. We got Sender. Who else is in here? Alan.
Bro, look at that.
Bro, that's so disgusting. How much longer are you going to have to go through those?
Years.
Years? What do you mean years?
Years. You get allergy shots for years. You keep really? Getting them.
Would you do that?
I thought you sped up your allergies. Right? Were that bad?
They're not bad, though. Wait, are your allergies bad?
Look at my eyes.
Holy shit.
Oh, my God. Put this back on.
What are you?
Yeah.
Who's that? Cyclops?
That's all just mucus pushing my veins up to the bottom, like to the eye. That's why that's there.
Mucus?
Because it's all congested.
Oh my God, sounds miserable.
Sounds horrible.
Yeah, it fucking sucks.
Yeah, I have it too. What's up with you?
Wait, that just doesn't sound like a good time for Seth.
No, it's not a good time at all. Because yeah, I went to the allergy guy, and he like looked at my nose and my ears and shit, and he was like, "How congested do you feel?" And I'm like, "Kinda on some mornings." And he's like, "You're really congested." And I'm like, "Oh,
playing games."
Like every time I swallow, there's like phlegm.
Oh,
it sucks.
I'd never swallow food. I spit that shit out. I'll go outside or to the bathroom.
I mean, it's all the time, every day, you just kind
of
get used to it.
That's so crazy. That's so crazy because I feel itchy, like on the inside of my tear ducts get really itchy. And, yeah. and to not scratch them, I just push into them. And when I push into them, it pushes that across. So now my whole eye's itching. And what am I going to do? Not scratch it? No, I'm scratching it.
I do the same shit.
You know, with my nails too. Now with my nails.
And you're scratching your balls and shit with those same nails. Thank you.
That was good.
Yeah, you always got me, bro.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate that.
Yo. Anyway, we are at the new corner. We moved the desk out to here. This is actually a vision that we had from the very early beginning.
I don't like it.
No, you want to be back over there?
Nah, I don't like the natural sunlight behind us.
Why?
I think I'm a vampire and shit.
Yeah. It's burning your skin?
I don't know. I don't like it. Like, when I'm shooting content, I don't like to see the sun because it's like, you know?
No.
Yeah, it's just me?
Dill, what about you, Dill?
I mean, this is like good vibes.
This is a good vibe right now.
Yeah, it's a vibe.
Facts, good vibes.
Yeah.
With the boys
it's
on this
like 80 degrees outside and shit?
No, absolutely not.
Why are you tired? Fuck me.
Did
though,
you
man.
Have good sleep?
I don't like
it. I actually did it, to be honest.
You did
probably
it?
Slept 4 hours and got a phone call to wake up. Like, he's probably crying.
I only slept 5 hours.
What time did you go to sleep?
Actually, should we say it right now on the COD roundtable?
7 a.m. Yeah.
It's not the COD roundtable.
Yeah, this is an hour long.
This is the Optic Podcast.
The Optic Podcast. So probably like
not the COD corner.
We saw the tweet at like
it was
7
like 7:30. Yeah, it wasn't.
7:30? Why?
So he means 8:30. But
yeah, but what did you do? Like, what do you do throughout the night? I wish I had your superpower.
Well, what do you do?
Late night, I was pubbing. And then I was in a team speak with like other pros. And that was just definitely a trap. So
trap.
What happens in those calls? That's such a trap.
You're just sitting there like bullshitting, and then everyone's just sitting there roasting each other. It's actually pretty funny, but you get nothing done. And
yeah,
then
for
just,
6 hours,
and you just get sucked into a vortex.
Yeah,
and the next thing you know, it's 7 a.m. And I'm
what's
like,
the funniest? What's the funniest thing that happened last night?
Oh, I can't say it. For sure, can't say it.
it was just that bad.
Saints Nato has absolutely no filter, and that guy's hilarious. So that's about it, pretty much.
I need to know, did you order like breakfast before you went to bed or something?
No, I didn't. I should have, honestly.
If you order breakfast before you're going to bed, that's when you know you're
that
fucking.
Sounds like Brandon, though.
That's when you know
like
that.
Like McDonald's at like 7 a.m.
That's
or
what
something.
I used to do back home.
Dude.
I'm going to have a good sleep.
I can't know? Imagine being
belly full.
Yeah, right? Just rubbing my belly as I'm passing out on the couch, disgusted with myself. That's my go-to for sure.
Are you going to stay up that late again today?
Probably, honestly.
On but, 4 hours of sleep?
Yeah, probably.
Like I wish I was. How old are you?
20.
21.
21.
I wish I was 21 again, bro.
I wish I was 21 again. Yeah. Who doesn't?
Paul,
you wish you were 21
again?
Are you
on that sleep schedule?
I'm 21. I've never been able to. Schedule.
You could be on that sleep schedule.
I know I have been before. But I don't know if I could now.
Not now. Because I've been on it before.
Oh,
too.
Shit. I forgot Nick. Nick's here too, but he's playing WoW. What's up with. Can I ask? What's up?
It's
do you play
me.
WoW?
It's not me.
I played WoW.
It's them too.
WoW is my favorite video game of all time.
Better than Minecraft? You never play Minecraft?
Well, obviously,
do you,
COD.
Do you play WoW?
No.
Yes.
Shit's like RuneScape.
My favorite game other than COD is WoW, and it's not close.
Damn.
I've been playing it since I was like 12.
Can you dumb it down for me and maybe some of the people that are watching and Dylan? Like, what is.
WoW?
What's the point of WoW?
It's like Minecraft, but with just like fucking.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Same idea. You just get better shit. You put better shit on, and then you just go.
It
up
is not like Minecraft
shit.
In the slightest.
The Clash
of Clans.
You
know what I said? Like you get you go there, you do shit. You get.
I mean,
better
yeah.
Shit.
Then every other game that's an MMO is like Minecraft.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying. I mean, yeah. Trying to compare it to everything that everyone's played. Everyone's played Minecraft.
Yeah, let him explain. How about you? Don't interrupt
like
him.
What? It's the same shit. You get better armor, you get netherite, and then you go fight the dragon, and we go fight the raid. Like, what?
Ooh,
same
TTP
shit.
Argument?
Path of Exile
is the
same
thing. Is that
not the same shit?
No. What's different about that?
I don't know. What's different?
There's no
endgame,
is there?
How about this?
There's one raid boss.
Yeah. It's
and
like
he's
a
not
really
even
dumb,
a raid boss. He's like a dungeon boss.
Yeah, it's like a really
WoW
dumbed down version.
Layers?
Hundreds of dungeons and hundreds of raid. Not hundreds of raid.
It's just on a bigger scale, though.
It's the same idea. Yeah, it's the same idea, though.
So what is it? Like, you spawn in.
Minecraft's first person.
It's
whatever. Like what? I don't
it doesn't
care.
Have
am
to be.
I
can
like?
You,
am I fated for this?
Can you beat,
has anyone
can you
played
WoW?
World of Warcraft and Minecraft in here?
Nick,
can you beat WoW?
No.
That's never
you can
for,
beat
never
like the hardest raid and hardest difficulty, but you can't beat WoW. You can't beat Minecraft.
You can't beat Yoga either. I heard.
Well, you can like be creative in Minecraft.
Well, yeah.
But you can beat the game. Like once you.
Well, you beat the Ender Dragon, I guess. Yeah.
Then you beat the game. They're not comparable.
All right, they're not comparable.
Well, okay, do you play it as much as he does?
No.
Okay, then that's why he's saying
yeah,
that. But that essentially,
that's
in essence, it's like every other video game, you just level up, right? Every video game across all the history of video games is about leveling up. And
but,
that's what you do.
But WoW, it's like there's NPCs, there's other players in there. Like Minecraft, like you're either playing with people or it's like
I'm killing the NPC pigs.
Game.
Like,
yeah.
But the villagers, like that's really the same thing.
Yeah. I think that he was trying to put it into a realm that I would understand.
That's what I was trying to do. Like, like you guys played Minecraft, so I'm like,
yeah, dumb it down. Yeah.
Are you playing bots the whole time? Like, when you're
you're playing bots. What's
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or you can play PvP too, just like you can in fucking Minecraft. You can like kill people. You can kill people in WoW too.
You really
you're playing bots.
I'll give it to you. All right, it's like
really?
Minecraft.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
no, you want it.
Getting better armor.
He wants it. It's
I don't
like
give
Minecraft.
A shit, to be honest, bro.
You're trying to not give a
I
shit
don't.
Right now.
Okay,
on
you
camera.
Compare it to another game. Give
yeah,
me a better
compare
example.
It to another game.
The Division. I mean,
never played it.
Never
RuneScape.
Played it.
Never played it.
It's like
I
Path
played
of Exile.
Path
of
it is,
Exile.
It is like RuneScape. It's like RuneScape.
Diablo.
Same thing.
Diablo. I played Diablo.
That's Minecraft
like
is not
minutes.
In the same like category as.
But
World
it's the only one that we all relate to. That's why I used
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
they've never played Diablo. They never played RuneScape.
I only played Minecraft. Seth.
I would have said RuneScape. They're like, "What's that?" Oh shit. How about Minecraft?
You're following yeah. him up. You're trading him right now.
You're trading. Let's talk about trades.
No.
Okay. Let's talk about trades. Round
no.
11. All right. So Major 2 just happened. Obviously, big weekend. FaZe ended up losing to Toronto Ultra, but 5-3.
That was nuts.
Yo, shout out to Toronto, too.
I think that this past weekend was so legendary. Like, we'll talk about our situation or how that happened. But I was actually kind of cool to see somebody else that was not expected to win, mm-hmm. like, take it all the way. And it goes to show, like, what happens if you are allowed to have, like, an extended day of play instead of you play one match on Thursday for whatever reason and then two matches on Friday.
Yeah, let's talk about that. The CDL format sucks.
Ooh,
I hate this
you're
shit.
You're going to get fined.
Huh?
You're going to get fined.
There's no way they can find me for voicing my opinion over the format.
Ooh, that's actually good. Ooh. What do you think? How about the format?
It's not like I'm saying the game sucks.
I kind of agree with him. I don't like playing one match a day and then like think about it. Think about it from FaZe's standpoint. They won winners finals and then sat there cold in grand finals watching a team win two series before going, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They just need to condense it. I don't know why it's 4 days a week.
I don't know either.
I don't know why the major's 5 days. It just needs to be condensed. Like,
yeah, 3 days. As it's always been. Everybody understands that it's 3 days. Everybody has the culture of Call of Duty has always been a 3 day weekend. MLG.
I mean, and that still wouldn't really fix the issue of the actual format because some days you'd still only play once a day.
Yeah.
Because, like, one day, I mean, even if it's 3 days, if you have 3 3 day weeks, you have to play 5 matches. Like, you're still only playing 5 out of 9. You know what I'm saying? Like, so you're still only going
to
play one day.
Do you think it should go back to like a tournament format as it always has, like a round robin, points, ladder goes through?
It's as, I mean, I don't even want to sit here and try to brainstorm something.
Yeah, me either. Yeah, it's not an ideation meeting, but I've always said it. I'll say it again. I say it in the owner's calls, and I'll continue to say it. It should be Friday, Saturday, Sunday,
that
not Thursday,
format,
not Wednesday.
Though.
Whatever, that doesn't matter.
That fits.
But you're
that,
still
that
seeing more Call of Duty.
That fixed the scheduling.
Yeah, well, yeah, I want to see more Call
of Duty. Well, you're not seeing more Call of Duty. You're just seeing it split across 3 days instead of split across 4 days.
Yeah, what I'm saying is that on Thursday,
like
I don't want to watch only one match and then
yeah,
not
it
have nothing to do for the rest of the
it
day.
It waters it down.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, bro, it's we're like, scrimming on Wednesday and Thursday, and by the time we're done scrimming, like, the matches are already over. Like, and we're like, well, that was a breeze. The other day it was 2 3-0s and it was a 2 hour stream for the matches. Like, who wants to, like, it's 2 hours of COD. You can't even get into it.
Yeah. No, you need to be invested in the entire tournament and the path to the championship as opposed to be like, all right, I'm watching. It's like, all right, 1 hour of Call of Duty.
But
then
like,
you wait.
The thing is how do you fix the format? That's like, I don't like the format, but how do you fix it? It's like, what do you even do? You can't play a tournament. I mean, you could, but you can't play freaking 20 tournaments a year. Like, that's just not going to happen.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe you can. And then that's how you determine your seeding?
Because then the prize pool would be super shrunk down. Like, every tournament you'd only win, like,
it looked like last year.
$5,000 if you win a tournament. That wouldn't be nearly as exciting.
Yeah, you're right.
That's true.
Like, you're how do you fix the format?
For the majors is what I'm saying. I mean, even then, you think? Like, if only the majors were... All the majors should be Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, just don't make it a five-day event.
Don't make it a five-day event.
Don't start it on Wednesday.
Yes, don't start on Wednesday. Don't start
you
on Thursday.
You add a match
okay,
before
yeah,
and after.
See, that would probably be better. If the majors were at least Friday through Sunday.
Yeah.
But then still, league matches shouldn't be 4 days a week.
Wait,
either.
Why do we start at 2 p.m.?
Instead of?
I mean, like, at like actual events,
it
was like
5.
10 a.m.
It was like 10 a.m.
Oh,
every single time.
Yeah.
Even noon. Even if you push it back to noon.
Because
like
West
a,
Coast, I think.
I'm not supporting
this,
by the way.
Yeah, but that's their fault. Why are they in the West Coast? Like, why? There's one West Coast team.
Well, it's because it's a city-based thing, and there's two LA teams.
Yeah, but one of them chose to be there.
Yeah. I don't know. I have no idea. All
Please
I know
don't
is that,
find me, by the way. I know I'm getting it.
All I know is that it would be way, way better.
It's inevitable.
They're waiting for it.
Way, way better if it was condensed into that thing. What was funny to me about this whole situation, as it's written here, actually, good reminder, like, Bans showed a tweet of him texting his girlfriend saying, it's like, I might just retire.
Yeah.
Right? And then
That's
he turns.
Crazy.
And then he caught fire?
Yeah. Retired, caught fire.
What?
Undeniable desire to be the winner.
Nah, Bans played really, really well.
Kleenex was going super off.
Nah, Bans literally carried.
Nah, shout out to that whole Toronto. They honestly all turned up this weekend.
In the grand final, though, Bans did, like, incredible. He had, like, a 1.4 or something.
He had, like, a 10-0 search map.
He had, like, a 1.4. Everyone else had, like, a 1. Which is still, they're playing good.
Yeah, but do you think
Kleenex was doing his thing, too.
That might be also a factor of them playing
so
two extra series going, you know what I'm saying? Because he was getting better and better as the Sunday went on.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about it because we were at dinner watching it. We were like, after you play two series, like, you're final.
Yeah, like, literally.
Two tourney matches against two top teams, like, you're final at that point.
For sure.
FaZe hasn't played a tourney match yet that day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They only played one tourney match the whole, two.
It's so hard to get into it. Like, just for any of the normal matches, because it's one match a day, and then on Sunday, you have a possibility to play two or three matches, compared to when it was an actual event. It was, like, three matches on Friday, three matches probably on Saturday, and three matches on Sunday.
Yeah.
Or even more.
It's really hard to differentiate, like, a scrim from a tourney match right now. Because they're just, like, they're all the same. And it was the same last year. It's been the same since the online league's been a thing.
I think it'll go away once we go back to LAN events.
Oh, 100%. I mean, yeah, that's the reason for it.
Yeah.
We've talked about it 100 times. Like, bro, like, do you ever feel like sometimes in a match, like, you're just not fully into it? It's hard to get into it.
Yeah.
It's really hard to get
into. I mean, even in the setting that you're in right now, where you're confined into this little area and there's nothing but four walls or three, yeah, four walls around you.
Little booth.
Yeah, your little booth. Like, that doesn't even, like, get you in the mood.
No, I mean, sometimes you are. Sometimes you just can't get there.
Yeah, but sometimes we're so used to just scrimming there every day.
Yeah. So that's why it's like hard for the mind to differentiate.
And I mean, it was even harder last year. I mean, these guys scrimmed at home.
Yeah,
like, I came here just to get into the tournament. Like,
I'd walk down the hall, play my match. Like, I had the cats trying to get in. Like,
you're playing champs.
Like, no, Leo, wait, why wasn't the door closed?
Online COD is fucking whack.
All right, so we're going down this thing, right? Obviously, the good job to them, right? Good job to Ultra for winning, but. Let's talk a little bit about our match, and then subsequently we'll touch a little bit about the Rocker tweet, why you got so upset about it.
Pussy shit. That's why I got upset about it.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I got so... Because people are like, soft, soft, soft. You know how much shit I get on a day-to-day basis that I ignore?
Yeah.
Literally...
All of it.
999 out of 1,000 things.
Yeah. But that one...
They're not all negative. I'm saying I ignore... But that is just a line that you can't cross that. Because they weren't even congratulating their players. They were just
ignoring the fact that they won. Yeah.
They were laughing.
They should have highlighted Lamar's 1v3. They should have put that.
They were laughing at the literally distraught and like brokenheartedness of us.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking.
You should have done what you always do and ignored it. We always ignore it.
Nah, that's whack.
Yeah,
what got me tight was the hashtag. Like, don't use our hashtag. Like, come on. That's fucked.
But again, you have to think about it. There was just some random employee that types words for a tweet. You know what I mean? Like that doesn't reflect.
Oh,
on,
no. Attach. I mean, their own player said that it was fucked up. Like,
yeah.
If you think that I'm soft, you're soft.
Yeah, they're soft.
Hold that.
Yeah, hold it out.
Literally attach.
Turn it out of you.
Literally attach said that was way too far. And then they deleted it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know if they should have. To be honest, like, I wish
just
that.
It's too far.
I personally wish that nobody would have said anything. Just let them rock, man.
And then people like bring up our tier lists, or they were bringing up my Twitter clips. I was said like, here's another four piece against Minnesota. Like,
yeah.
I'm friends with the players.
Yeah, yeah. You.
Like,
could
I can say that shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fucking an org saying that shit, that is disrespectful as fuck. Because a player wouldn't do that unless they had super beef.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Unless it's a player with super beef with another player, nobody would say that because they know how hard we work.
I think more than anything, it was just everything, right? Like the way that we lost, and then that tweet coming in the very specific same day instead of
literally immediately after.
Yeah, I just think that look, I think we're beating a dead horse here because everybody knows that it was a bad tweet or bad time. But even some people still to this day.
No, people don't think.
No, you know, that's what I'm saying. People still to this day are like, you guys are soft. Why'd you guys, like, who cares? I'm like, I personally wouldn't have paid any attention to it. But I understand in your guys' situation how the loss came, a guaranteed
surefire
win.
I mean, Matt never says
win.
Anything either. And he says weirdos.
Yeah, well, he had to back
weird.
You up.
Yeah,
it was a really.
The guy who posted it's a weirdo.
It's a really
I know
weird
that was
thing.
Not consulted to the players at all. I know
no.
those players.
And I didn't, and I felt bad because the next day, then the players on Minnesota got hate for it. And I don't think it was warranted to the players at all. Because we're good friends with Minnesota's players. Like Dylan and Lamar, like I've been good friends with them for a while. And I mean, even Priest, you know, like Standy, I don't really know that well. But I don't really know Standy at all. But
keep
like,
hating that kid.
But then after they lost, I immediately knew that the shitstorm was going to ensue because.
Yeah.
And they didn't deserve it. They literally hexed themselves.
That was a hex. Yeah, they were going to lose the next match regardless.
Yeah, that was a terrible thing.
I didn't, like, I just knew. I just knew. I was like, you guys lost. That sucks.
Damn.
That was a hex.
So, you guys haven't gotten a chance to explain what was going through your heads during that one faithful play.
What the fuck?
Yeah. What? Break it down for me.
I think I should explain it because I was, like, kind of in the back line. So... 5-5, our play call originally. What was our play call?
To hit A.
Hit through A.
Okay, it was hit through A, but then.
What does that mean? What does a hit through A mean?
So we had offense, and then our play call was to just hit through A, and then for whatever reason, we couldn't do it. So then
what's hit through A?
No. We just wanted to
fine with it. We wanted to push
it. Middle.
We got the 4v2.
So all four players go to A.
Yeah, we're all four going to go to A.
We were like, fuck it, we're hitting it.
Yeah, because it worked before, and then we're like, okay, they were like naming us out and stuff. We're like, all right, let's back up and like fake this, right? So we went back to middle, and we're like, all right, we're going to go back. Like, they're probably like rotating, right? So we go up. And then
Oh, yeah. So then I get one, and then
he
Seth
gets
kills.
One. I get
Wait,
one.
Hold on. Go.
So then I get one. Seth gets one. So 4v2. Dill thinks he has the time to go out. I actually agreed with him. I thought he did. And then when he died, I was like, oh, shit.
Nah.
And then it was a 3v2. And
you
then
don't think he did?
4v2, you play cruddy.
Nah, but our play call don't was to, like, after we get the kills, take their side.
Get their side. And I was going to go plant the bomb.
So then when Dill died,
but that was our initial strat call. Yeah. Though. So, but not like, but then we didn't call to go mid and then come back. So after that, that pushing out like was a race for my mind.
I mean, like, we should still push out something.
Yeah, like in my head, I was carrying the bomb. I was like, once we got those kills, I was. I went too early,
or I should have just waited for my team.
We trapped ourselves though. If Matt slides the bricks, if Bruce doesn't come to me,
we could have literally.
If I slide the bomb, there's literally a hundred. We literally trapped ourselves.
That's what I'm saying.
And I'll just line up for Lamar, bro.
But like, but that's what I mean.
Like, Attach got them both weak. Lamar got me weak by throwing a nade at me. I'm sitting there thinking I'm finessing, letting them take care of Attach behind me, and Lamar's gonna kill him. And then as that happens, he just comes out and kills us all.
Because the only reason
I could have slid to bricks and like I would have spotted him, he would have had to get crossfired. Like I was just like trying to look at my minimap and see what was going on.
But you got naded, so you didn't want to risk running.
And in any other situation, if I didn't have bomb, I would have played the concrete heady watching outer.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I had the bomb and I was gonna go plant it. That's why I was even in that area in the first place.
So
and
many
I slid across,
happened,
saw Lamar,
right?
Then I was like, okay, you guys kill Attach, they kill Attach. And I was just like, okay, that's fine. I'm gonna die. I'm like, Lamar's out, he's rushing me. I'm gonna die, but they're gonna kill him. But they were both weak. And then it just all just lined up for Lamar.
I was absolute.
Yeah, he was weak. I was weak.
Everyone was weak.
You guys said something about you guys can't shoot through bodies. Because I thought that the reason that he was able to kill you guys is because while he was hitting him, those bullets were also going through you.
They were colliding all of us, and Brandon couldn't shoot through Seth's body because Brandon was the only one that shot
him. It's a glitch. So, like,
if your teammate dies in front of you and I'm shooting his body, like, shooting, trying to get the trade, it won't matter. Like, my bullets aren't hitting
him. Even if the soldier's on the ground, like, there's a vertical.
Oh, no.
It's literally a wall.
Okay.
Yeah, but, like, they were both just, like, standing.
So, actually through the body.
Actually through the body.
So, I would have killed Lamar, but I had, like, a little, like, second gap where, like, my bullets weren't doing anything to him. And then I made him, like, 2 HP when I watched it back. Went from 150 to 45. And then I was like, well, that would just suck. Because, like, I could have literally just come, but I have to watch, like, Matt's body and then Seth's body just drop, and, like, before. And then I can shoot him after.
Whatever.
Or, like, to the side of it a little bit.
It'll never happen again, probably.
Yeah. they've talked about that in the like the GH head or whatever, the like the body thing, but
yeah, I didn't remember before. I've seen it like a month ago. I saw Krim talking about it and he was making a big deal about it and I was like, I don't know if that's a big deal.
Yeah, and then it turns out it's
a massive
deal. I've always noticed that. Like whenever you're shooting someone and you'll just like get ghost bullets because they're shooting it, it's so
especially like in the yellow crate on checkmate, I notice it. Like if I'm A Street and there's two people coming through the crate, if I get the first kill, I'm never getting the second kill. My like other shots just don't do anything to the, like the
if
other
you
guy.
Like lay on a dead body, like you're just your bullets like won't go through them or whatever too.
It's literally a glitch. And it screwed us, but I mean that's
but there literally was a million possibilities that we could have done to like avoid it and like the stars would be aligned for
so
it.
We
we're all one shot.
I mean the real problem is that we lost 5-3 lead.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Yeah. Two Moscow.
I scammed so
I mean I got stuck running out of Eskies. Like just the shit you can't make up keeps happening to us. It's so annoying.
You were saying that we're due for something good to happen because
we're like 1-4 in round 11s and like 3 round 11s. It's like shit we couldn't control.
Yeah, we watched it back.
Yeah,
like
it was insane.
The one versus Dallas where Kyler runs past me bottom wing. Like that's some of the craziest timing I've ever seen. Like 1 second
so
earlier could have prevented everything.
Shit. I mean,
1,000 different scenarios could have prevented this.
Yeah,
I think that I have a magnet on my body. I think Treyarch got mad at me for saying league play. Now they threw a magnet on me. They whitelisted a magnet on my accounts. I get stuck more than any player in the league.
He
it's
really
not close.
Does.
Do
I got
you?
Stuck from front tower against Florida. Round 10 against Minnesota, I got stuck running out of Eskies. Like, all crucial moments, I always get stuck. They amplify.
I love this conspiracy.
They're like, well, crucial moment.
Where's that boss when you need him?
Remember, I kept sticking you and playing on checkmate. Matt's like, you got to cut that shit out. And, like, I stopped nading you, and all of our, like, enemies are just nading
me now. I get stuck from stacks doing that role. Like, I get stuck from everywhere. It's insane.
So you do have a magnet.
I think I do.
That's crazy.
I actually
that
do
that.
Think that there's something on my account that makes me get stuck.
Nick Soto say shut up.
Bro, have you seen there is something on my account that gets me stuck. People believe it too.
I don't know if them routes.
Do you believe it?
What are you laughing at?
Do you believe it?
I mean, there's something going on. He gets stuck way more
than
anyone.
I think he's just got
way
no sauce.
More. It's like astronomical.
No you don't slide.
I don't
at all.
Know why he's laughing.
He's playing WoW. He's leave him alone.
If he was playing Halo and was getting stuck by plasmas like me, he would be bitching.
Is that common, Matt?
We're talking about Maniac.
Let me ask you this: Is that common in Call of Duty to get stuck as much as he does?
No.
Super uncommon.
I get stuck so much. Like, 2 times a map on average.
So I was sitting right here.
really? No way, it's 2 times a
not
map.
Not in search. Respawns, I get stuck at least
so,
twice
like,
a map.
If we played a hardpoint, like, in an actual tournament match, like, you'd actually get stuck, like, twice, you think?
I'd like to see somebody go and do the stat. I get stuck.
There's somebody
so
out
much.
There that does those stats.
Getting stuck?
No, I mean, they do all the stat. All
like, what's the one hill you're like, damn, I'm getting stuck a lot.
P1 check.
But I don't feel like I feel like I'm avoiding.
But like, that's because we're like running at them, and people are just zipping nades down the hallway.
You're avoiding nades.
Yeah, you're just like canceling those nades.
What do you mean you're avoiding?
You're sitting
nades?
In small door wall banging, running down the hallway.
I got a trophy too.
She's in slow motion.
He's like, yeah, I'm just like canceling the nades.
Yeah, you're just spinal. You can see nades.
You think you're that crack?
It was definitely like and I don't know what it was, right? But I'm like as it happened. Everybody like couldn't believe it. Everybody walks away. Everybody's like in their own shit, and I'm like, I feel so bad for them. That was an unlosable, you know, round. Like zero chance that we would have lost that, and it happened. So as soon as that happened, we all just stuck around here. Nobody went anywhere. I think you guys went outside for a little bit, but no one said a word for about a fucking hour. Literally, everybody was on their phone in disbelief for an hour.
I still can't really believe it. Like the way
that's
like,
my worst loss it, ever.
Like I was talking yeah.
worst way to lose ever.
Yeah, I was talking to Davis about it. Like if Lamar jumped further, bad. If he jumped like he had the perfect so jump wild. For like the lineup. If he would have jumped a little bit further, then he would have just won like only killed Matt, but then didn't have the lineup. He would have jumped like
yeah.
If he would have just strafed out, then he would only killed
if
Matt.
He didn't
then, like
I
would have strafed out
aim
wider.
At the ground. He wouldn't have killed Seth first, and Seth probably would have got back to full health and been able to chal him.
Mm-hmm.
Like so much.
He
shit,
hit it
man.
At the perfect time. On like day. And it, he took the perfect approach for it. He like it was. It was like meant for him to clutch.
Bro, I saw Matt hit every...
Something's gotta be coming our way.
So
bro, dude, I saw Matt...
He's getting hoed!
If I'm doing that 5-5 as Lamar, I'm thinking there's no way I clutch this. Yeah. There's no way I clutch
this. Dude,
the
way he chowed it looked like he just chalked it already, and he was like, damn, you guys got fucking blooded. That sucks. Let me just die. I'm gonna get one and die and be like, damn, you guys got blooded.
Yeah.
But he just came around and killed us all, because we were all so weak.
Bro,
like,
I was
he didn't
like...
Even give
himself
a he chance
shot 14 bullets
like
and killed all three of
when
us.
When I saw that Attach went down... And I'm sitting behind him. I stood up. I had my phone ready to start recording. And I'm watching this dude. This guy hits every single shot. The second that this pixel appears, he's hitting every single one. And I'm like, I'm waiting for it to be like, you know, victory. But we saw defeat. Knowing that there was three people, he's like, wait, what? And I'm like, what? Well, I thought there was a disconnect on the server. I thought that I thought everything except for that unfortunate fucking scenario.
Yeah.
And I was just like, phew.
It was too quick to comprehend, bro.
Bro, I stood there and stared out into the bowler out there for like 30 minutes.
We're just all back into it now.
Oh, it sucked. Yeah, we're reliving it 6 times now.
Yeah, look, this is what's going to happen. That play forever and always will be there. It's always going to be there. It's going to be the crossroads when this guy could have killed. Who was it? Assault?
Yeah, so Stronghold. That's my worst loss ever.
Yeah.
That one I trumps think that one topped it.
No, you weren't in the 1v1 with Assault. That one tops it.
Yeah, but you weren't in the 1v1
because he almost because he gave me a chance. Yeah, he gave me a chance.
You weren't in the 1v1 versus Salt and then hit your first fucking set of shots.
I was like, oh my god, he fucked up.
Yeah,
I just killed 3 other people. I was like, this might be the sickest cock up of all time. I was like, this is gonna be so sick. I'm gonna stand up and I'm gonna hear the crowd be like, ah. And instead, I just have fucking Ricky telling me to get the fuck out of the venue. Yeah.
Tell me about your tweet. The tweeter's like, imagine if they go to comps with me and they.
Oh yeah. I was because the next day I regained and I was like thinking about it because like even the night that we lost, I was sitting there playing like fucking WoW with Troy or something. I was just making jokes about it and I was like, bro, imagine if we lost and they released the comms and I'm just like, dude, he's just too fucking icy, man. That's all you hear where you guys are agreeing with me. You're like,
I mean,
God, we should have known.
Didn't Davis did release like after we lost the comms?
I know.
Yeah. Oh man, that was so fun. I read that shit. And I just lost it. I'm like, at least. We're able to joke about it, but it's going to be one of those plays that it's always going to be relived. That's what it is. Anyway, let's take a quick
5-3 to that.
Okay, the microphone.
Something's good's coming our way.
All right, we're going to go to commercial break. Let me tell you about Gabby.
When it comes to car and home insurance, don't we deserve better? I know I do. I put my policy to the test and turned to Gabby. They literally stand for get a better insurance. Getting better insurance with Gabby means a better price for the same insurance coverage. Who knew something like this existed? They are the one true comparison platform with real rates. They give you apples to apples comparison of your current coverage with 40 of the top insurance providers like Progressive, Nationwide, and Travelers, all in one place. Use your current insurance information and get started in just minutes. You'll be able to see quotes for the exact same coverage you currently have, and it's free to use. And that's what I did. I used my old insurance company for 4 years, and using Gabby now, I can save up to $850 per year. And they have an easy login, and they gave myself up to 9 quotes. Gabby customers save $961 per year on average, and they'll never sell your info, so no annoying scams or robocalls. Put your policy to the test like I did. Get a better insurance with Gabby. It's totally free to check, and there's no obligation. Go to Gabby.com/optic. That's GABI.com/optic. Gabby.com/optic. All right. Thanks, Gabby, and let's get back to the podcast.
So, yes, thank you, Gabby, for sponsoring the podcast. Certainly appreciate that. I think that all of this will be solved the second that we get back into land. I mean, some of the crazy shit that's happened, like anybody and everybody blames it on connection, or everybody blames it on connectivity. Where was it? Was it 4 out of 5 teams that Toronto beat in Texas, or how many teams did they beat in Texas?
A lot.
Oh, yeah, 4 teams. I will say this, bro. We shouldn't be letting another team play us from another country. I'm sorry, bro.
It's like they're a team playing from Mexico.
I'm being serious. Like, yeah, they shouldn't be allowed to compete from Toronto. Like, what? That wouldn't be allowed if they're playing from, like, Puerto Rico or something. Like, no. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna move to Alaska, like, and see how your server is.
Yeah, like, right. Let's just play on Cali server all day. Like, what?
Yeah.
That's just like.
Yeah.
I think it's unfair.
So how many teams are outside of Dallas?
Just them. Oh, never mind.
Outside of Dallas, like,
I mean, there's a few.
LOG, Atlanta. LOG, FaZe, Florida is like spread out.
London spread out.
That shouldn't be allowed.
London's in North Carolina.
And Toronto. 5.
And Toronto. Yeah.
So you're saying that Texas. Florida shouldn't be allowed
either?
You
shouldn't be allowed to be spread out. You shouldn't be allowed to be in another country. That's even worse than being spread out.
Yeah, you shouldn't be allowed to compete from another country, man. That's
what happens with London and Paris that have players in London and Paris?
I mean, they don't have players on in Paris. They have players in Texas.
But at one point or another, they're going to have to move there, right? I mean,
are they?
I don't know. Are they?
If it turns into Overwatch where there's like 6 teams in Europe, then yeah, they could play in their own little division in Europe. But for now, no one's playing from Europe.
Yeah.
No.
We scrimmed Trey Zero at the beginning of the game when he was playing on like 200 ping from Europe. Like, yeah, it wasn't even
like,
fair.
I just don't think it's like that's right. No. Yeah, it just feels weird that you're playing a team from another country and having to play on a weird host.
Yeah, but it's still North America, and it's like I get it. How far into Canada are they?
I have no idea.
Do you know?
Toronto?
Yeah.
They're close to Chicago.
Oh, okay. So it's not that bad.
It's like an 8-hour drive.
From Chicago. 8-hour drive bad. From Chicago?
Yeah. So it's like
that's pretty far.
Okay, what if I go like move to like the very, very bottom of Mexico, the very like tip, like top of Canada.
Yeah.
And there's like no servers near me. And like they have to make servers in Mexico, and then we're pulling a Mexico server every single time.
I'm so confused because you said to the bottom and then you said Canada.
I'm saying like if you just went to the very bottom of North America or the very top of North America, that wouldn't be fair either.
So Brazil or Canada?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, well, North America is
Brazil is not the first.
Yeah, Brazil's not North America.
Well, you said South America. Or you said very bad. But I'm so confused. That's why, because you said the bottom of.
I see why you're confused.
Okay.
He's saying Central America.
And this is why it's even more confused. Central Here's a fun America. Fact. Growing up
North America.
In the 80s in Mexico, Mexico,
America,
United
America,
States, and Canada were all considered
sure like
North America.
No.
Central America was the little tiny little connector, and then South America right was the big part. That's facts. Look it up. 1980s, growing up, it was considered
Central
that.
America is bordered by Mexico to the north. Oh, it's bordered by.
Yeah.
Oh, so Mexico is still North America.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. Like, what if we went to the very bottom of
then
Mexico?
I'm right.
So Central America's after Mexico. Sorry. Like.
Yeah. No, we get it. I get it.
But yeah, that would not be fair.
No, but it has that. They have considered Mexico being Central America at some point or another. I swear to God that was the thing. Because I remember saying, like, no, we're part of what the hell? We're part of North America. They're like, no, you're Central America. And I'm like, that's not what they taught me in school in Mexico.
I see what Matt's saying, though. Like, 90% like of the league is like.
Like, I just think like if you want people are always like, dude, I want land back. Why doesn't everyone move to Texas? We're already like all here.
Yeah.
Like you might as well just all come here. That'd be the closest thing that we can get to land.
Yeah.
And like, you know what I'm saying? Like
playing on Texas servers is nice.
Yeah, it is. And it's just like I just don't get why like
you gotta think like orgs like Minnesota and Toronto built out facilities in their like home state.
Yeah, and
state.
They still move or in the well,
Minnesota still moved
to Texas. Like
I'm saying, all the orgs aren't gonna want to do that.
No, I know
I'm on
why.
Toronto, I'm
I know
like
why.
I'm like hard state in Toronto. The internet there is nuts.
Bell 5.
Absolutely crazy.
It's the best shit.
Is it?
But like the thing with like Florida, like they should not be
Florida should not be allowed to be shrouded.
Like, yeah, like we all know how much money these orgs invest. Like, get your team a facility. Get your team like apartments in Texas or all in the same spot somewhere.
Last year they'd have three on a Chicago server, and you're playing on Chicago server because it's the only server you can play on, and they have three hosts.
Yeah, they at the beginning of the year last year, they all moved to Florida, and they're like, wait, it sucks playing for Florida. Like, so they all went back to their own home states. Like,
yeah, they were like, fuck this.
Yeah, right.
Go spread out.
How are the 100 Thieves has a house, so that's one thing. What other setups do they have? Like, what does New York have? They're here, but what's their setup like?
No, they're like double. Like, dude, I know
there's a lot of people in the same apartment building. Like, I know TJ, Slasher and Lamar are roommates in an apartment over there. And then like TJ's in that building, a bunch of different like Zuma, like Bose. They're all like in that little area. Yeah. That I don't know what the place is called, but
attached.
There's a lot of people in that same building, and it's just like I don't know, that's like close enough. Like we're like, you know what I'm saying, we're all here. Like Paris, we saw like where Paris lived, like Paris in the
Paris all play from the same apartment complex.
Yeah,
but where like in their rooms or do they have?
They play in their own separate rooms, but it's all in the same apartment building.
Okay,
like they all live in the same spot.
Yeah,
and they might have a facility. I don't know which teams have facilities and which don't. But.
Yeah. I think that there are plenty of facilities here. Like the Envy facility is really good. Complexity, if nobody wants to play out of Envy because of, you know, the Envy whatever or Empire. But I think that they're not gonna play. Those hex quarters is closed. We can't have people here anymore. Look how fucking packed we are.
Yeah, I'd be screen peeking. Be turning around like looking for the other team.
No, because they're on the other side. They don't play opposite side. Of.
I'd send Troy over. Where are they going?
They're just whispering. Mid search, he's there.
Oh man! Anyway, right. What were you gonna say?
That's gonna do it for the podcast.
Yeah, thank you so much for tuning in, everybody. A huge shout out again to Gabby for sponsoring the podcast, and we will see you guys next week for episode number 21. If you want to be featured on the podcast, leave a good comment. Don't ask what got you into esports, Matt, or how's the difference between the food in Canada to the food here in Dallas?
Poutine.
Were you super down for that? For like the poutine and the milk in the bag? And
I mean, like, I'm Canadian at heart. So, like, poutine, milk. Like, milk in a bag, like, maple syrup, like, that's my stuff right
Wait,
there.
Do you really, though?
You ever heard of slap in the bag?
Because Pomash was super, like, real about drinking milk out of a bag.
I mean, like, there's no difference. Really. Just one comes in a bag, the other one comes in a box. Jug.
It just feels less safe. You could puncture the bag.
How do you get the milk out of the bag?
You like,
is there like a little udder?
You just rip the top like
you're a baby cow.
You just rip like one of the corners of the bag,
and you just pour it
out. Yeah.
But how do you store it then?
So like you put in like a little I don't even know. It's like this special cup that was made just for Canadian milk.
For Canadian bags.
So you just like you put like the bag in like this.
Because if I cut the corner of a bag and I throw it in the fucking fridge, it's gonna spill.
It is. You don't just like lay it on top.
I said, what could he possibly have been thinking about to ignore what I said?
What?
That the bag milk had an udder on it.
Who, me?
No,
you, him?
Oh, I just brushed it
just
off.
Comes with an udder.
What's up? You're a little sleepy weepy right now?
No.
He's thinking about something deep and it's dark.
Oh, it was fucked up.
Yeah. Right, don't say it. Save it for the next episode. Episode number 21 next week. We'll see you guys next time. Good. Bye.
Kennst du dieses Gefühl, wenn du eine neue Brille aufsetzt? Genau. Und jetzt stell dir vor, du erlebst es gleich zweimal. Kauf zwei Brillen oder Sonnenbrillen in Sehstärke und erhalte das günstigere oder gleichwertige Glaspaket geschenkt. Gilt für ausgewählte Glaspakete. Alltag oder Sonne. Brille oder Sonnenbrille. Deine Entscheidung. Klick auf den Banner und entdecke 2 für 1 bei Apollo.